A former Skagway tribal administrator pleads not guilty to embezzlement charges. And how will Haines deal with the loss of its state trooper? That question is still up in the air. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The former administrator of Skagway's tribal organization recently pleaded not guilty to four embezzlement charges. Delia Commander is accused of embezzling about $300,000 from the Skagway Traditional Council between 2010 and 2014. Federal prosecutors say she used the money to pay for things like personal travel and shopping. The council's current tribal administrator told KHNS that they do not expect to recoup any of the money that was allegedly stolen. At her June 1st arraignment, Commander entered a not guilty plea. She lives in Oregon, so she participated in the Anchorage hearing by telephone. Commander will not be detained as she awaits trial. A judge ordered that she remain released on her own recognizance. Conditions of the release include surrendering her passport. Commander's trial is scheduled for July 25th in Anchorage. The Haynesboro is getting closer to figuring out how to deal with the loss of an Alaska State Trooper position earlier this year, but the municipality is still deciding what role it wants borough police to play outside of the town site. And KHNS's Abby Collins reports the local government is not satisfied with an offer for financial compensation from the troopers.
Earlier this year, the Alaska State Troopers pulled their only blue shirt officer from Haynes. The department relocated the position to Bethel. They cited budget cuts and the Chilkat Valley's comparatively low crime rate. Since then, the Haynesboro Police Department has been providing emergency response outside of the town site, something which used to be the troopers' responsibility. The borough has been trying to figure out whether to expand the service area for local police to include neighborhoods out the highway, Lutac Road, and Mud Bay Road. The borough also asked the troopers for reimbursement to cover the cost of outside town site service through the end of the fiscal year. Former interim manager Brad Ryan asked for $52,000. The Alaska Department of Public Safety came back with a different proposal of about half the money requested. It sent a contract to authorize a one-time payment of $25,000. At a meeting last week, Assemblymember Heather Lendy said she was not satisfied with that number.
$25,000 is... it's cheap. I mean, they're not paying what we've responded, according to the chief and according to the aide. So it's not even, it's almost like for people who are telling us that the cost of law enforcement is so expensive they can't do it, but they want us to do it for $25,000 when they won't do it for hundreds of thousands, apparently.
Former interim manager Ryan cautioned the assembly against approving the contract as is. He said it appears to limit the borough's ability to ask for funds in the future. And he said it looks like the document acknowledges that the local police are responsible for response outside of the town site. By borough code, that's not true. Newly appointed Assemblymember Stephanie Scott suggested amending the contract to take out those assumptions.
The statement, for all areas within the Haynesboro that are responsibility of the Haynesboro PD, is inaccurate. The only area that's responsibility of the Haynesboro PD is the town site.
Scott said they should remove that sentence and specify that emergency services will be provided by Haynes Police, not all services. She also said they should eliminate a sentence that makes the borough responsible for developing funding sources to provide borough-wide police services going forward. Scott's amendment passed unanimously. Even though they weren't happy with the amount, the assembly agreed to a $25,000 one-time payment. They agreed to have the mayor send the amended document back to the troopers. The contract is for the current fiscal year, which ends at the beginning of July. But Haynes Public Safety Commission wants the assembly to fight for the trooper position to be reinstated. The commission has been talking about how the municipality should address police response outside of the town site going forward. The assembly has been waiting on their recommendation. Here's Chair Jim Stanford.
My two priorities are educating the kids, the schools, and public safety. That's my two things that I think government should supply for the people. And I think when the state troopers decide they're just going to pull out or whatever, I think it's horribly irresponsible of them. I don't like it at all.
They voted unanimously to recommend the borough assembly prioritize fighting for the return of the trooper. But Police Chief Heath Scott said he needs more direction than that.
I think that we want to continue to get AST back here.
Right. Yeah.
They serve a greater purpose. They're a statewide resource.
Oh,
they
bring
so much.
Right.
We absolutely want to continue that, but I need to know what we're doing July 1.
The commission said if the trooper isn't returned, their second preference is to change the current borough-wide medical service area to an emergency service area. That would cover emergency police response, ambulance, and search and rescue. It would be funded through taxes. The commission sent the recommendation to the assembly. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Haines master carver Wayne Price brought his traditional adze carving tool to the Yukon this month. He is working with young apprentices to create a dugout canoe. The traditional Tlingit-style canoe is one of four vessels being built for the Whitehorse Adaka Cultural Festival this summer. The CBC interviewed Price as he worked.
I started back in 1982 and all the mentors were actually gone during that time, and I started by making small models, and it got bigger and bigger and finally jumped to a full size.
The canoe is the 11th Price has carved. The spruce wood comes from a single tree harvested at 6 miles of the Haines Highway. The
spruce was made by the ancestors a long time ago because of didn't have access to red cedar, which is preferred. The red cedar trees stopped growing down by Ketchikan, and from Ketchikan north, they were all made out of spruce. So we had to use the wood we had.
It's not the first time Price has traveled to the Yukon to pass on his knowledge. In 2009, he led a culture camp for First Nations youth, creating a dugout canoe. Price also headed an effort to carve two 40-foot canoes in Huna. He says building a dugout is a ceremony.
Acknowledging what it is that we're doing, that we're carving a dugout. It's an ancient craft, and we want to honor it and honor the tree that gave its life for us to make a dugout, for it to have a new life in the Yukon.
The Adaka Cultural Festival takes place June 30th to July 6th. The plan is to then house the canoe at the Haines Junction Visitor Center. Haines residents with ideas for new recreational trails or improvements to existing routes have an opportunity to share their thoughts this week. The Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee is holding a trails workshop to gather public input. Chair Rich Chapel says the conversation started at a recent meeting, and the group decided to cast a wide net and hear from community members. The majority of Haines' most popular trails are on state land. Alaska State Parks improved Battery Point Trail over the last couple years. This summer, there are plans to fix up the Moose Meadows portion of the Seduction Point Trail in Chilkat State Park. Chapel says the committee could make recommendations to state parks for new trails or improvements. Or they could try to form a volunteer trail crew, a strategy that has seen success in Juneau. When the Haines Borough developed a comprehensive plan in 2012, the community identified possibilities for new walking, biking, and hiking trails. Chapel says he hopes to use those ideas as a jumping-off point. The Trails Workshop is Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Haines Public Library. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.